Blog Talk Radio.
Invite the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to come and lead us. Guide our thoughts, actions, and words as we become willing vessels for you to minister to us with glory. We receive your loving kindness and discernment of spirit. Lord, we know you are a God of love, hope, joy, and deliverance. And we thank you, Father God. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me, and I will answer. I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which we do not know. Lord, we are calling out to you today to show us the hidden hold the enemy has over our lives. We ask you, Father God, to bless our speakers today, Charlene Brooks, Lauren Wilden, Tina Ramos, Stephanie Hill, Cynthia Smith, Zenobia Clark, and Deidre Johnson. And Lord, you have called each one of us, each one of us here today, by name. We are all not here by accident. Lord God, you went out and you searched those that thought that they were not supposed to be here, Father God, but you called them anyway. We give you the thanks, praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' precious, mighty, holy name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord God. We bless your name today, O Lord. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be here, O Lord. Continue to use the speakers, O Lord, and use me, O Lord Jesus. I'm your willing vessel, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. You're worthy, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Just worship him. Worship him. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Continue to work in this place, oh Lord Jesus. Work in this place, oh Lord Jesus. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. You're mighty, Lord God. You're holy, Lord God. And we worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're so amazing, Lord God. And we praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Just worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's so amazing, your love for me. It's so amazing, your sacrifice for me, forever blessing given to me, for every valley you used to share. Send me, I don't deserve your love, your tender mercy is not for your grace. Where would I be? Hallelujah, Lord God, just worshiping in this place. Hallelujah, it's so amazing. You love me. It's so amazing. Your sacrifice for me, for every blessing. Give to me. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yes, Lord Jesus. It's so amazing, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yes, Lord Jesus. It's so amazing. Your love for me. It's so amazing. Your sacrifice for me, for every blessing given to me, for every valley you used to strengthen me. I don't deserve your love, your tender mercy. It's not for your grace. Where would I stand?
Feel free. What I would like you to do is respect the speaker, the loud detector, loud recording.
like me, I have at least 5 keys that look just alike. I don't have labels on. I have my sister's keys at home. They look just alike. I don't know which one opens the top lock, which one opens the bottom. My property in Waco, 4 keys, they all look just alike. I don't know which 2 open the front door, which 2 open the back door. They look just alike. Last week I was at my sister's house, my car keys, I have a Nissan now. I picked up her Infinity key. They're both black. They're both round. I'm up here pushing the key. She's sitting in the garage. My door's not open. She's sitting there laughing, talking about, sis, my life's coming on. I'm like, how is she sitting in the garage? I'm trying to get in the Nissan. Keys look just alike. But now, I want you to find one key and know that if you look at it, each key, even though they look alike, they have a different ridge. No, you can stick that key in that lock, it still won't open, Ada. But when you are uniquely made, the right key, unlock the right door, then you know you've reached your destination. So make sure you know that you are unique. Even though all of us may look alike, sisters, light skin, dark skin, afros, braids, whatever on the outside, you are uniquely made. And I know that now. I'm uniquely designed by God. And I want you to celebrate that you can only do what you can do. The last thing in my bag, I see the time for me to get up. My last thing in my bag, I told you it was light. It's big, but it's light. It's a heart. A heart. Because I have a heart of gold. Everybody who knows me knows I give you the shirt on my back, the shoes, my car, everything in my wallet. I would bring it, I would give it to you. I have a heart of gold. How do you feel the same way? As women, we do that. We take care of everybody first. And, you know, we do. But during my relationship, as she said in the introduction, I've been in a relationship where I thought I was in love. I've been beaten. I had a black guy. I've been drugged behind a parking lot at a grocery store. Remember, Cheryl? Cheryl was my aide right there with me. So I'm not lying. I wouldn't make it up anyway. Who wants to set up and say they've been beat up and been broken hearted? So my heart has been crushed by relationships, by trust and betrayal. My man, I let him use my car. He's driving my car, taking somebody else up, riding around while I'm at work. I thought we were going to get mad. I had another
Thursday and Friday. I kept getting sicker and sicker and sicker, and they kept trying to figure out what was going on, and then they moved me from the one section to another section where they expected me to do more for myself, and I'm like, I can't do that. You know, I don't have the strength to do that. I'm steady getting sicker. They're steady running tests trying to figure out what's going on and can't find anything. So by that Friday, another one of my girlfriends from work, two of them came to see me, and by the time they came, I was throwing up from the mouth and diarrhea from the back. I couldn't control. My body couldn't control stopping anything. So then my cousin Leon came, and we sitting there, and I'm steady getting sick for the next day trying to figure it out. And about 7 o'clock, the doctor that did the surgery, mind you, after I saw him that day, he told me one day they were going to let me stay there. He went on vacation. He stayed with Ty, he wasn't feeling well, so he went on vacation. And the lady, the doctor that he left in charge of me, she's trying to figure out, she comes in a room about 7, and she says, I don't remember what she said, except we're going to have to move you to another room. They moved me to ICU. That means, okay, something serious going on here. And get down there, and they hooked me up and everything, and I'm like, okay. And then they call mom out the room. My mom comes back in the room crying. So I'm like, what's wrong? You know? And she said, well, they say they have to do an emergency surgery on you, because you have gone Malvina and Uncle Malvin, and they'll come and they'll all be here with you and they'll be good. And he's going to keep reshaping and he's going to keep remolding as many times as needed. Because when God created each and every one of us, he told us, I knew you before you went in the womb. Anybody, anything living and breathing, be it a human, an animal, an object, a table, the floor, if it is here on earth, it had a purpose. If you didn't have a purpose in life that God intended, you wouldn't be here. Amen? You wouldn't be here because there would be no need. So God knew what our brokenness as the potter knew with the clay. And the thing about it is each time we're broken, there's tools. There's lessons that God wants us to get for every heartbreak or every loss. All of it works together for the good of those that love the Lord, right? Amen. So what I know and what I believe is that if I believe that in my heart and in my soul, and if I know, if I know, God, that all the pain, all the suffering, all this living in hell that I feel some days, that if I believe all of that, and if I believe and know that God created me for a purpose, okay, then that means I believe that I was broken for a purpose.
Stand up really, really quick.
So when I say my sister, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. All right. Well, that's like life. So my title is Bruised Beaten and Bruised, y'all. Good. Miss Lauren had me in tears already because where I came from to where I'm at now is only God. And I feel like, yeah, broken for a person. Without being broken, you ain't got no breakthroughs, okay? And this is keep it real. I don't have to break your knees, y'all. And I'm just real on you. So forgive me for my bluntness, okay? But, where did I start? Okay. So, life for me and my sister has always, I felt like it's a struggle. We was raised in a struggle, born into a struggle. As kids, you know, we didn't have the idols like all our parents around. But me and my daughter, she comes running from the back, she screamed and hollered, and I was like, wow, why am I in this situation? Long story is that short. They found everything, and he got incarcerated, and he got out. And I was like, you know, he didn't know God, and I felt like that was my main purpose in his life was to help him find him. So he came home on bond and took him to church, got him saved, and went from there. So then he finally got incarcerated, and I was just going through my little spiritual changes, which were very much so a roller coaster. Like Miss Lauren said, no matter how many times you fail, you get back up and you keep going. Because I didn't fail plenty of times, but look where God has me now. Okay? Seriously. Look where he has me now. I've never imagined speaking in front of this many women are in one period. I can do this all day long on the street, but I've never actually stood in front of so many beautiful women and told my story. This is crazy. It's like a real honor for me. I've been getting butterflies all week. My auntie said, you don't have butterflies for the first time, then you're going to roll out. And I said, all right, let's roll, you know? But, yeah, so I ended up getting baptized June 2013 with my sister. Me and she got baptized in the same tank.
Oh, they got to see them run. They got to be in church and pray before they come to the room. I don't even go to the detail. I'm like, that's the thing. So I have some more stuff I'm going to talk about, but for the second time, they need to get out of here. Let me tell you about the next thing. Like you said, all of these things of God are ordained, and the Holy Spirit gave us to us. I never met you. Today I met you, she was right. I went to meet her up to get her ticket for the conference. We both sit in the front line, I'm sitting in the front line. 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why girl wanted to bring her 3 tickets at 6 o'clock in the morning on Friday. She was turned out. She thought I was trying to stick in on her appointment. She was sitting there in the chair, smiling with my aunt. I was just talking, I wasn't going to get my hair done. I was waiting 3 tickets for them to come. This is all the time, the Holy Spirit, that's what we did. But let me tell you what we did speaker interviews. We talked to care ministries, present ministries. That's the goes and talks to the prison, to the prison. So when we did our little interviews on the phone, come to think of it, her and Greg had been going to the same prison, talking to the same people. She goes in and ministers. So this lady goes behind the wall. We have in our ministry, we have a session called Behind the Wall, because Greg goes in to speak, so does Stephanie. So give it up to this wonderful woman of God, my friend, Pastor Stephanie Hill.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, I'm leaving because I had a family member that her kids were involved in an accident, and one of her babies, her 7-year-old only son, got killed. Two of her daughters were fighting for their lives, and I see you. One of them, all the dogs in her face were broken, and they put a medal in her face. One baby, she has been unconscious for quite some time. They're trying to pray for him. They're trying to see how much for them to come back. So you all be praying. One is still not to you, but one, they did discharge on today. So, yeah. So we'll be going to the Faith Center on today. So I ask you all to pray our strength. Amen. For the Driver family. Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I tell you, Tina had me in tears over there. Amen. Hallelujah. the woman behind the mask. Amen. I wore a mask, hallelujah, for quite some time. When I was a young woman, for first people I knew the head of my life, and to all the people on the roster, and to all of you beautiful women out there, I thank God for allowing me to be here today. This is the head of the Lord on my side, telling you what I eat. Amen. And my story is that as a little girl, when I was a little girl, I also shared this part, only being about the spirit when I shared who I was. When I was a little girl, from a little girl to the age of 12 years old, I was raised by my father. I was raised by my father.
That's a sister. So that, oh, yeah, she was sick this morning. She was making stuff out here. Love you, mommy. On the simple act checklist, when we start to take pictures, I want you to circle whatever applies to you and keep it real. If you know you're suffering from cheating and you don't circle number 14, how is God to Jesus? So help you remove that from your life. So we're going to keep it real. So what? Don't start working on that. Let me see what you're going to do. I have to say what today. Now, come up to the stage, come up to the pulpit, come up to the mic. Is a powerful woman of God. This lady is also a pastor. And I did not know. I said, well, how can you be a pastor? I'm not a pastor. You going to send some pastors out there who's keeping it real. Zenobia Clark is the latest of you to protect and serve as a pastor of Faith and Love Outreach Ministry in a beautiful community. Before I go any further, this lady also is sponsored a